Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to City Hall. It is 7 o'clock on Monday evening. It is time for our regularly scheduled City Council meeting. Microphones are on and the cameras are rolling. I kindly ask our City Clerk to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown.
Here.
Mike Bruno.
Here.
Don Cummings.
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan. Dean Kilberg.
Here.
Greg Maladra.
Here.
Richard Marks.
Here.
Tom Simonian.
Here.
Ron Singer.
Here.
Don Vogelsberg.
Here.
We begin our City Council meetings with the Pledge of Allegiance. So we have four distinguished gentlemen. Their formal title is Weeblos. Gentlemen, would you please join us here in the hallowed sanctum of the City Council chamber and lead us in the pledge? We'll follow your lead, gentlemen, okay?
To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Nice job, gentlemen. Now, gentlemen, you can't sit down. Remember what we talked about before? You guys got to come to the podium. We would like to meet you.
Check that it's turned on.
Look at that.
Yeah.
This is Den 5 from Williamsburg Elementary. My name is Mr. Paschke, Jeremy Paschke, and it's a pleasure being here. And these are some of the boys in our den.
Fantastic. Would you gentlemen like to introduce yourself? Tell us your name and what grade you're in.
My name is Charlie Zychek in grade 4.
Grade 4. Who's your teacher?
Mrs. McDuffie.
Is she nice?
Yes.
Awesome. Remember, you're on TV.
My name is Gus Neri. I'm at grade 4, and my teacher is Miss Manigold.
Ah.
I'm Victor Starkoff, and I'm in the 4th grade, and my teacher is Miss Manigold also.
Fantastic.
I'm Sam DeNovo, and I'm in 4th grade, and my teacher is Miss Curl.
And you're all at Williamsburg Elementary School.
Yes.
You guys are really like afraid of the podium or something, aren't you? It's like things are... You're welcome. Thank you. You guys stick around. We got a very important meeting tonight. If you have any questions, raise your hand, and we'll be sure to acknowledge you if you have any comments regarding the proceedings, okay? I'm no Dr. Dye, but this is fun. We have two special items and presentations tonight. Our first, under 3A, is to proclaim October 6th through the 12th, 2013, as Fire Prevention Week. Is there a motion?
So moved. Second.
The motion was by, we're going to give it to Mr. Marks, seconded by Mr. Singer. Gentlemen of the Weeblos, Den 5, do you know what Fire Prevention Week is all about? It's about being safe. If something bad happens, what number do you call? 911. If you want a pizza, what number do you call?
There's a whole bunch of different numbers.
Our firefighters keep all of us safe, correct? Have you guys met the firefighters before? They're pretty cool. Can girls be firefighters? Very good. We have several girl firefighters in Geneva as well. How many firefighters do we have? How many?
Enough.
Okie dokie. Who wants to be a firefighter when they grow up? Who wants to be a police officer? Who wants to not work for a living and be a congressman? We have a motion and a second. Any comments or questions regarding Fire Prevention Week? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Mr. Mayor, yes, I'd just like to remind the boys not to smoke in bed.
That's true. Don't smoke at all.
Yeah.
At all. That's good. And don't sleep either. Item 3B, proclaim October 21st through the 27th, 2013, as Red Ribbon Week. And we have some very special guests with us this evening. Ladies, welcome. And please, if you would do us the honor of introducing yourselves, what grade you're in.
I'm Maria Ernst, and I'm a senior.
I'm Allie Brinker, and I'm also a senior.
Senior year. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Has it fun?
Yeah.
Awesome. Welcome, ladies.
Alrighty. So, we are here representing the Students Against Destructive Decisions Club from Geneva High School. We would like to thank you all for allowing us the precious time at your meeting to recognize the importance of Red Ribbon Week. Every year across the nation, this week is dedicated to sending the message of responsibility for your health and making mature decisions regarding substance abuse. The Red Ribbon Committee aims to help children and teens build strong assets to stay on the right track and away from substances. As two seniors in high school, we know the pressures teens face regarding the fitting in and reputation. The Red Ribbon Committee and the SAD Club promote the true norms of behavior and health to teens by presenting the facts about substance abuse, national norms for high school students, and how we can all lead a healthy lifestyle. In our own community, the influence of family, friends, and authority promoting drug-free lifestyles is what continues to overpower the pressure to make the destructive decisions Red Ribbon Week warns us of. Red Ribbon Week, in our eyes, is the time to reflect on our life choices and how they have affected us, specifically how a drug-free life has only contributed positively to our lives, how at the end of the day, our choice not to give in to peer pressure and be happy with ourselves makes us the healthiest individuals possible. This reflection and recognition of living a drug-free life does not only need to take place during Red Ribbon Week. Let the week aid your personal choices for the future and remind yourselves and others that a healthy person is a drug-free person. Please take a moment to talk about healthy decision-making under pressure within your own families as well as in the community. This year specifically, the Youth Coalition will be structured a little bit differently. We do not have the funds or the manpower to continue with the candlelight vigil or the decorating of downtown for Red Ribbon Week. So schools will be individually carrying on those processes. Thank you for your time and attention to this important celebration.
Well, thank you, ladies. You have some special guests with you as well tonight, correct?
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
No.
Good. You're seniors, for God's sake. There's nothing to be nervous about. You could phone it in. Would you like to introduce the folks in the audience who are with you this evening?
We have Mrs. Furnish with us, and then our families.
Well, your families have names? My gosh. Mrs. Furnish is famous. We all know Mrs. Furnish.
Indeed. Well, that's my mom, Michelle.
The photographer is your mom?
The photographer, yes. And that's my dad.
This is the guy who's buying the Weeblos Dairy Queen. That's awesome.
That's my mom, Jane, and my little sister, Lexi, and my dad, Tim.
Hi, guys. Lexi, what grade are you in?
I'm an eighth grader.
And which school do you attend? Southies rule. So ladies, seniors, you've obviously done extraordinarily well.
Yeah.
A lot of peer pressure out there?
Yeah.
I would assume anyways, you talk to your parents about it, you talk to your friends about it. Mm-hmm. Is it worse now than it was when your mom and dad and I were growing up? Do you think?
I think so.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
If we may speak candidly, what is the biggest pressure facing you and your peers today?
I would say alcohol or substance abuse.
Yeah.
Always the someone's always saying, hey, come on, give it a shot, that kind of stuff,
yeah.
Really? Availability, yeah, it's amazing. So you're obviously leaders in your respective class and your community, of course. You have young men behind you, and I'm certain tens of thousands of younger people watching. What's the message to our Weeblos and those like your sister and others who are looking forward to the high school experience? And quite frankly, I know it exists in the middle school as well.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure's really since day one almost, seems like.
Mm-hmm. I think it really goes with this year's theme, which is a healthy me is a drug free. So I think that like the biggest message is just that the healthiest and the best person that you can be is the person that you are without peer pressure and without drugs or alcohol.
Very cool. It's tough though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Next year, what are your plans?
College.
Do you have a particular college you're thinking of?
The University of Illinois.
No, I'm sorry. I'm at a real college. Where's Sam Hill? He's no longer here. That's right. Really? What do you want to study? Oh, Bruno. Bruno's an alumni.
Landberg myself.
I am also. That.
These guys graduated from Illinois. Before it was a land cash school. No, what do you hope to study?
Communications.
Really? So, and then ultimately, what would you like to do?
Probably be like a spokesperson.
Oh, no kidding. Mm-hmm. For a company, for products, for whatever.
For whatever.
On-air personality?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Wow. And how about you?
I'm looking at like small schools like Augustana College and stuff.
That's where I went to school.
Oh.
Class of 86 and 87. Yeah, Augustana's a great school.
Yeah.
Not cheap.
No.
Not cheap, Mom and Dad. Holy mommy. What is it, $42,000 a year now? Yeah. When I was there, it was $5,000. And what do you hope to study?
Elementary education.
Oh, really? You want to follow Mrs. Furnish's footsteps?
Yeah.
No kidding. And you want to return to Geneva and teach?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Yeah?
I like it here.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Who's your favorite teacher at the high school?
I have Mr. Burns for English.
Oh, you do? You know his house is for sale. Are you interested? You could be a spokesperson for his house.
Yeah.
What's he like as a teacher? I heard he's kind of mixed.
He's a good teacher.
Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Has he told the Frisbee story yet?
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah?
I liked it.
I bet you did. And how he met his wife?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are gullible, aren't you? He's single. He's like, it's true. Brian never watches this stuff. He's not into civics. So, favorite teacher?
I don't know. I don't think I have one.
Favorite subject?
Spanish.
Really? Muy inteligente?
Sí.
Mrs. Nolan's a great Spanish teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome. What else, ladies? What else? Unless anyone else has any comments or questions for these two young leaders. It's very impressive that you take a leading role in this. And I'm
Thank
certain
you.
That it's
yeah.
probably not easy either sometimes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm certain it's not. So, how was homecoming weekend?
It was fun. Good.
Was it good?
Mm-hmm.
How was the dance?
It was good. Yeah, it was
yeah.
fun.
Where did you have dinner?
We had at a friend's house.
Yeah.
You didn't spend money in Geneva?
In the morning. We had breakfast.
Oh, you did? Where?
Honey Jam Cafe.
Oh, that's nice for Batavia. Mom and Dad, you got to prep these young ladies a little better. Yes.
You mentioned that there won't be red ribbons around town this year.
We'll be doing it separately. We'll be doing it from our school. So we'll be doing it throughout the school, and then we'll be going around town and asking the businesses if we can. But it's not going to be nationwide. It's going to be like individual schools.
Wonderful. Cool. Take down the blue ribbons while you're there.
Anything else, ladies? Gentlemen, ladies from the dais?
I wonder if I may ask them a question.
Please do.
How have you had any incidences in which, or have possibly even assisted some people regarding bullying in your school?
Regarding bullying?
Do you feel a prevalent kind of thing going on? From what I've been reading, it seems to be quite serious in some institutions.
I believe at our school it exists, but as side club presidents, we do really try to work to stop it and be like the act against it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think Geneva does a good job of keeping bullying down.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to hear. Thank you.
Mr. Singer is a retired teacher.
Okay.
He taught for how many years, Mr. Singer?
34.
Wow. And I know Mr. Kilberg, you taught for years as well, correct?
Yeah.
And Mr. Simonian never graduated high school. Isn't that amazing?
No, he went straight to college.
Straight to college. He clipped out of that. Well, ladies, I do have a certificate of the proclamation. May I present this to you?
Yes.
Awesome. And then Mom can take a photo?
Yeah.
I spoke to a lot, some ladies who had all their hair done for the dance, but the humidity kind of threw it off a loop. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that just brutal?
Yeah.
Feel your pain.
Yeah.
Oh, here.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to take a bet with the backdrop of Mr. Radovich, the alignment
sure.
grant?
It's one way to clear the dice. Bring out the camera.
Okay.
Yeah, now we're right there.
I'm spoiled because when I used to work out in the woods as a student.
Hey,
shooting stars.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Sure.
It's pretty weird.
Okay.
Get a good view.
Ladies are more than welcome to stick around. We are actually voting on whether or not to cancel school for the remainder of the year, so if you'd like to comment.
They're going to fall for this.
So moved.
Yeah, right.
We jump down to item number four, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments offered by any member of the council?
We didn't vote on that.
We didn't vote on what?
Red Ribbon.
Oh, Red Ribbon. All in favor of Red Ribbon Week, please indicate by saying.
A motion.
A motion by
so
Mark, seconded by Bruno. Sorry about that, guys. I was so taken aback by the Augustana thing, I couldn't. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
It's unanimous. Congratulations. Why are you leaving?
They have homework.
You heading over to you heading over to the glazed ham thing? See you guys. Item four, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments this evening? Item five is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk on this agenda are considered to be routine by this council and can be enacted by one motion unless someone from the council or the audience wishes to remove an item for additional conversation, discussion, or information.
So move.
Seconded.
Motion by Alderman Singer, seconded by Alderman Kilberg to approve the omnibus agenda. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Tom Simonian?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Mike Bruno?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Item 5 passes unanimously with one absent. Forgive me, 9 affirmative, 1 absent. We skip down to item number 10, municipal bills for payment. We kindly ask our city clerk to read the amount of bills for consideration.
Bills for payment total $3,485,870.94.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read. The invoices that add up to that total can be found in the packet for tonight's City Council meeting on the city website.
Second.
Alderman Brown makes the motion to pay the bills as presented and available on the city's website and in our packet this evening, and that motion was seconded by Alderman Singer. Any questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Tom Simonian?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Mike Bruno?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Motion passes with 9 affirmative votes and 1 absent. According to my scorecard, we are at item number 13, new business. We always defer to the audience Gentlemen, do you have anything you'd like to share with the council or any questions you'd like to ask?
Excuse me.
Any idea what transpired? Ooh, Mr. Paschke has a question.
I wondered if those bills for a month or for a week of city business?
Weeks.
Just curious.
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah, approximately 2 weeks.
But it changes by a huge amount each time. It depends on when certain big bills come in.
Because we do have an electric purchase in that.
Yeah.
So often that's why it was so high.
Less than a million.
Yeah. Primarily for Pepper Valley. There was a threat to shut down the government tonight, but we got that passed, no problem.
We pay our bills.
That's right, we pay our Gentlemen, anything? Nothing at all? Now, you're here to earn a badge, correct? You think your commitment's inspiring. Do you know who your alder? Oh, yes, sir.
Are you, you're all elected?
Yes, sir.
For the elections?
Yes, sir.
Except?
The elections are staggered, however.
Yeah.
There are 5 wards in the city, 2 alder people elected from each ward, but the elections are staggered every 2 years, and we serve 4-year terms.
And there's only 3 people on the dais who are not elected, but they are appointed. That is the young lady to my far left, Mrs. McKittrick. She's the city administrator. She runs the city day to day. This gentleman here, the Illini grad, is the city attorney. And the young lady to my right is the assistant city administrator. They are appointed by the council. Yes, sir.
I'm driving on this Route 38 on State Street every day, and I notice a lot of potholes. Are there any plans to repair the road between the downtown?
I love your accent. Where are you from?
Russia?
No.
Do they pave the roads in Russia?
That's why he's here.
Olympic building.
Are you from Sochi?
No.
You're not? Okay.
We're up near Moscow, but not.
That is an excellent question.
We'd like to know the answer.
Yeah, I know. The short answer is there are no funds to repair. We will do some spot repairing, some potholing, fixing, patching, what have you. But overall improvement of the corridor west of the river is not scheduled by the state of Illinois, unfortunately.
Oh. It's a state highway.
Right. Yeah, it does belong to the state of Illinois, so they have the jurisdiction. But despite our arguments that they do so, it has not been put on that short 3-to-5-year list. Ugh. Yes, sir.
I attended a IDOT function just recently.
Oh, yeah.
And by all indications is they are planning on paving State Street from the river to Elburn within a matter of a year and a half to 2 years.
No kidding. Hmm. Funding based on funding?
Yes.
That's new news.
Yeah.
It is.
Not a reconstruction, just the paving?
I didn't ask about reconstruction. I just looked at what they had to offer, and that's...
Wow.
And there'll be some work done on 31 and 25 as well in that framework as funding becomes available.
They'll take an alternative route for a year and a half.
In about a year and a half to 2 years.
Wow.
Of course.
And then the overpass on 38 and Couch Road, they've earmarked that for completion in August of 2014.
Alderman Kilberger, are you at your...
He touched on when I was
here. The punch. How long have you been in the state, sir?
About 18 years now.
No kidding. Did you get back to Russia at all to visit family? Or?
I do, yeah. And my folks are here now.
Well, no kidding. That's cool. I know Mr. Maladra is fluent in Cyrillic.
Not true.
Anything else, gentlemen? Anything at all? How old do you have to be on the city council? Yes, sir.
18.
Very good. Why? Why 18? Yes, sir. Very good. You can vote. Amazing. You didn't know that, did you, Tom?
No.
Isn't that wild? State, yeah. Then your parents can't tell you what to do. Sweet. Anything from the dais? New business?
Just the fact that we'll have a joint meeting, Geneva Housing Task Force and City Council will be discussing Homes for a Changing Region project here on Thursday night, or Wednesday night.
Wednesday, yeah. 7 o'clock in this. Nothing else. Motion to adjourn is in order.
So moved. Second.
Alderman Marx makes the motion. Alderman Singer makes the second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.